Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How do you put in words how you might be able to, I don't want to say celebrate, but just really look back and appreciate a baseball offseason and the numbers you had?
Yeah, man, it's been a crazy journey, and I mean, to be able to look back and have a year like this, I think this will be a big one to springboard me going forward. That's part of the reason why I wanted to make this last start so bad, is I wanted to be able to have that prideful feeling of making every start for this team and being a guy that, you know, our position players could go look at the lineup card and, you know, knowing it's supposed to be my day, see my name in there every single time. So I'm definitely proud of myself, but obviously there's still work to be done.
Do you feel like you have a better understanding of who you are as a pitcher, what makes you good?
Yeah, I have a much better understanding. That was part of, you know, one of the things when I had a couple struggles earlier in the year, one of my biggest points of turning my season around was understanding what my strengths are. You hear it so much, what are your strengths? Well, or pitch to your strengths. Well, I actually feel like I learned statistically what my strengths were. I learned more about sequencing. I learned more about lineup management. I learned more about controlling your emotions. So I definitely have a better understanding. And I think my catchers have a better understanding, too. Seemed like all year, like every single start, we were just always on the same page.
What were the emotions like when you get back to the dugout and you know that you're done today?
Yeah, I figured that sixth inning was going to be my last one. So I don't know if it looked that way, but I was going out there and letting it rip. I was letting it fly in that inning. Wanted to put a nice cap on the year. And I've kind of been tricking myself the last month or so, telling myself I'm as fresh as I was at the beginning of the year. So going into that inning, I acted like I was super, you know, excited and super fresh, and I just went out there and got after it. So it was a good feeling walking off that mound.
When you last pitch was 97, that kind of showed.
Yeah. That maybe partly mentally tricked myself into it. And, you know, I kept up in my workouts really well this year. Trainers did a great job, massage therapists. I mean, it takes a whole team to put together a full healthy year. I realize it's not just myself. So, but I stayed strong, and I really do feel like I could just keep pitching if I needed to.
It was a game, correct me if I'm wrong, it was a game at Philadelphia in a home game against Detroit. You struggled big time. What did you take from those moments to say, okay, that's it, this is not happening again?
Yeah, that's kind of what you just said. I just kind of put my foot down and said, I'm too good to be doing this. You know, I had a couple starts afterwards, too, even after those two, where it felt like I was battling a lot. One that really, I kind of turned a page after those starts, started a good roll. And then I remember a start I had in San Diego where I kind of grinded through a weird, it was just a weird game. And I remember thinking, like, with the stuff I have, I can't be doing this. Some people might need to battle a certain way to get through outings. With the stuff I have, I shouldn't have to battle the way I was battling. So I kind of took it upon myself to take a step forward and not do that consistently. You might have a day where you need to battle and throw 105 pitches in 5 innings, but it shouldn't be every time.
You're not a guy, you're never like a guy that talks about doubters or this and that. I mean, you're the second overall pick. I mean, what kind of validation is this for you to say, okay, I finally have shown the baseball world what I'm capable of?
Yeah, man, I mean, I definitely saw what the guys that were picked around me were doing for a long time. They've been doing it for a long time, a lot longer than me. But, the whole time I was rehabbing, the whole time I was in the minor leagues and stuff while they were having success, I knew I had something to offer, and I knew I could be a successful major league pitcher, so I never lost sight of that. That's a big point. I mean, I stayed confident the whole way through it.
You're a little surprised, I guess, by how much you've evolved as a pitcher this year. Think about the high fastball, but something that got you to the big leagues. You literally introduced a slider in the middle of the season. Just, I guess, Do you feel like you were a different pitcher, maybe more complete now?
Yeah, I'm definitely a different guy. I've had hitters give me great feedback on my sliders even. It's something I just picked up, and I'm thankful that pitch came to me so well, and you know, I worked on it hard to develop it. But, yeah, fastball's up. I have a better understanding of who to use my fastballs up to, when to do it. You know, it's not my best strength. It's not something I'm going to do every time, but I definitely have incorporated it a lot more And in today's game, if you just watch the best pitchers, they all do it. So I figured I need to start doing it.
I'm definitely jumping ahead here, but if Clint Hurdle says, Jameson, you're starting opening day here in 2019, what would something like that mean to you?
It'd be cool. I mean, I realize we have a lot of great options, but I take pride in being a guy, like I said, that the position players want to take pride in playing behind, and they want to get excited to play behind. So I'd love to be able to set the tone for the year, but we have a lot of great options and a lot of experience. So,
if I remember correctly, you and the rotation had you had goals. You wanted to pitch as many innings as possible, make a full season of starts. Done that now. Do you have any reward plan for yourself?
No reward or anything, but I'm proud of the other guys too. I mean, getting to pitch with Joe for a full year was really fun. Dude's a winner. He's committed to getting better every single day, and I think that made me better. Our catchers are committed to it. Pitching with Trevor, I mean, that dude's crazy to watch what he did. I'm super proud to sit back and just watch those guys go after it. Nova just providing that consistent, mellow demeanor. I mean, RIP to Chad's elbow, but I loved pitching with him. He's one of my best friends in the world. So, I mean, these guys, we're super close, and it's cool to look back and kind of have that bond. You don't even have to say anything. You just know, like, we went through it together.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.